Kevin Monroe. I didn't see Brody in the audience, but I think he simplified that just by a song, which doesn't sound like Brody, but he said, deep and wide, deep and wide, my down line's growing deep and wide, deep and wide. So that's it, right? You want to grow your business deep and wide. And I loved all the visuals. Thank you for sharing that. Next up, we have one of my new neighbors, and I'm so excited that she's part of my neighborhood now. She is a Team Kaizen winner of 2018. Her daughter has received the Tom Watanabe Scholarship for 4 years running. It has covered her medical school. What a blessing that has been. She's a massage therapist and just ringing bells all over the South. Southern Belle, Sherry Hansen.
Is the pack turned on?
Yeah, it's on, but we're not hearing you. You got to use a mic. Sorry. It just doesn't project well enough.
It's not a very good mic.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I am excited to be here today and talk to you, and I'm going to explain that in just a moment. So 20 years ago this month, I launched my weekend business. That's an amazing statement. And it started, my introduction started with a three-way call. My friend introduced me to another massage therapist, and he didn't know I was hurting, but I had a terrible back issue, and when you're a massage therapist, that's not a good thing. And I was so desperate to stop hurting that I made a decision from that phone call, and I bought a king-size mattress topper, sight unseen. Okay, I didn't get a demo. I didn't go look at it. There was no internet, or at least I didn't know how to use the internet back then. So I took a leap of faith, just like that, and made a decision. And the first night I slept on it, I had a miracle turnaround. My back, I woke up and I thought, what happened? And my back stopped hurting. It was that quick for me. So it was very quick for me to realize, the light went on, that as a massage therapist, I could help so many people with these products in ways that I couldn't help as a massage therapist. And then I listened to a cassette tape, because back then that's what we had, right? And the cassette tape, it might have been you, Dennis, I don't remember who it was actually, but it could have been you, because I had a lot of you in my home. And they talked about the fact that if you invested in sleep systems, that was a silent employee. And so I borrowed against an investment we had, $5,000, because back then we did that sort of thing. And I bought a bunch of sleep systems because those were going to be my silent employees. I didn't have a whole lot of time. I was a busy mom with three little kids and a full-time massage practice. So that was my way of starting the business. So I made a decision 20 years ago and got started. And I really went on a tear. And for 2.5 years, I kept growing. I went silver pretty fast, and then gold and platinum followed. And then I kind of hit a wall. I kind of burned myself out a little bit. I got scared. I started having self-doubt. And what I realized now, I didn't realize it back then, but I realize it now, I had superseded my skill level of what I knew about being a leader. I had no training. I wasn't really a business person so much. And so I kind of stalled out. Anybody relate? And that got me in my head, and it was real easy to let my family get me distracted, and so I kind of slowed down. You know, I'd have little leaps where I'd grow my business, and then I'd get a little scared. But one of the things I never stopped doing in this business is stop learning and stop investing in my own personal growth. I never lost my vision of having a successful business. And so I, listened to tools and went to workshops and went to Humans Being More and all of those things. You know, today it's very cool because today we have no excuse. Tools are everywhere. You can Google anything. And so the other night I Googled something about overcoming obstacles. And I pulled up a YouTube video on a woman, her name is Mel Robbins. And she tells a story about her own personal obstacle. Her family had a bankruptcy, and she just got into a big time depression. She couldn't get out of bed. She had kids to take care of, and she just was stuck in bed. And so one morning, she just kind of played a trick on herself, and she did this thing where she counted backwards. She counted 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, and she got out of bed. And the next day, she thought, that was ridiculous. I'm stuck in bed, I'm going to try it again. And she tried it again. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, she got out of bed. And she did it over and over again. And so then she talks about in this YouTube that she started, she became a student of the brain. And what I found out from this is that what she discovered is that the brain actually is wired to keep us from doing things that are difficult. Finally, I had an excuse for being on my comfy couch. But truly, we don't want to do things that we are scared about because our brain wants to keep us safe and comfortable, right? So what she figured out, and this has been a great experiment for me, is it's called a 5-second rule, okay? And I think we all can relate to this. We all have things that we're scared or we just flat out don't want to do. So when you have an inspiration and you think, okay, I'm going to start running again. That's me. I'm going to run marathons by the time I turn 60 in December. So that's what my youth is. I don't get out of bed and start working out first thing in the morning because if I don't live. So, but what about picking up the phone? What about you think, okay, maybe you're scared about calling someone. So you say to yourself, 5, 3, 2, 1, pick up the phone, right? The 5-second rule is it's giving you this activation energy. And if you let it go beyond that, your brain starts talking to you and you talk yourself out, right? Now, keep in mind, you have to count backwards. Because if you start counting forwards, you can just keep counting, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Come on, you got the point, right? So you have to start with 5 and count backwards, and that will get you going. So what I realized is that, in my experience, you have to get good at failing. Right? Nobody wants to fail. We think in our minds, failing is bad, right? I mean, when we think about failing, it's like the game's over, right? That's what we kind of grew up with. Everybody wants to champion the winner. We want to win. But what if failing was not the end, was not game over? What if failure is the only way you really learn how to retool? And so when you invite people to a conference call, maybe it's your team, maybe it's prospects, and no one shows up, maybe it means you need to look at how did you go about inviting? What can you do differently? Maybe it's an opportunity to start over and rethink it, okay? Maybe that's what it is. And so that's what I feel like has been really the theme of my business. Now, what happened for me, it was the end of 2016, and I had wanted to be in the President's Club for years and years since I've been platinum, and it didn't happen. And then I heard about Team Kaizen, and I was set my, goals on that. And I got close, but it did not happen for 2017. And I made a decision, just like I'd made the decision before to get started and to go silver and everything else I'd done. I made a decision, and this time it felt different. It was vibrating in my body differently. How much time do I have?
7 minutes.
Okay. So I had to retool if I was going to have a different outlook and different results. Now, another thing that was going on with me in my life is that my husband has allowed me to do my thing with my business, and he was forced into being an entrepreneur. He's not a happy entrepreneur. He's been a school teacher for, 26 years, and there was some school politics that went on, and it was the better thing for him to leave his job. And so he's a traveling tutor. Does a little bit of homeschool tutoring, so he has something to do during the day when kids are in school. But Atlanta is a big city, and he drives all over the city. I mean, he puts some miles on his car, and it's hard work. And he just turned 65. And so somewhere around that time, the end of last year before, we were having a very serious talk. And he was like, you've got to start making more money. You have some good months, and then you don't have some good months, and you've got to help me out. I'm getting tired, And I mean, that's the thing about being one of those workers where you work for yourself and every week you got to start over again. And, you know, he gets paid well. He makes $80 an hour, but he has to work really hard and drive a lot. And he was tired. And I heard that and I decided to develop some new tools. Some of you heard me speak in San Antonio and I talked about something that I was taught, which is about using a stick figure to represent who you are. And most of us today, most of us walk around with our old stories, and it's our little self. It's our little big, you know, our little stick figure self, right? It's the stories we tell about what we can and can't do. And it's a lot of, I can't do things. And so I started taking on this, what if I carried around my big stick figure self? I call it my BSS. And it's capturing my why, it's capturing statements I am. Try thinking about a statement that really empowers you. I am a great speaker. I get excited when I get to talk to people. Something that empowers you. Not that you don't have fears about it, but here's the thing about fear and excitement. That's why I started my talk today saying I'm excited. Is that fear and excitement show up in your body physiologically about the same. The heart palpitations, you get a little sweaty, maybe your knees shake, right? It's the same experience, but your brain gets to tell you if it's fear or excitement. So when you start to get fearful, you just have to find a way of what makes you excited to do it so that you'll do it anyhow. That's retooling, okay? So I put my foot in the ground, put my stake in the ground, and started acting different every single day. And we talk in my mentoring group all the time about our BSF. You know, how are we seeing that big stick figure self every day? So I wrote down, I have studied the some quotes, and there are so many quotes out there about failure. And the thing about failure is that when you fall down, it's your decision of whether you get up or not. It's only defeat if you decide to not get up, right? And so, in a minute, I have to read my writing. What is the opposite of success? It's not failure.
Mediocrity.
It's quitting. That's the only thing that stops you, is your decision to quit, to stop. So, how do you get started? Find someone to be your mentor. Start your day off already thinking about an I am statement, a positive statement, and find three things that you can do that will move your business forward. And do those before you do anything else. That works incredibly well. There's lots of things you can do in the morning, but that's one of the things that works super well. Winston Churchill maybe has my most favorite failure quote. He says, success is stumbling your way from failure to failure without a loss of enthusiasm. And that is the theme of my talk today, leading by example. Fail your way to the top.
Where you a cross stitch, fail your way to the top.
Right?
That's pretty awesome. I love that. Thank you, Sherry. Right. Now, Kayleen's got something.
Another prize.
Get your tickets ready.
I love prizes. Okay. 871. Woo!
Alright, next up we have a goofy